and having misunderstood me.
No, I didn't exactly bring anything home to the milkman himself.
What did the milkman say and do? I said with inexorable sternness.
Well, to tell the truth,
said Rupert, shifting restlessly from one foot to another.
The milkman himself, as far as merely physical appearances went, just said, "Milk, miss," and handed in the can. That is not to say, of course, that he did not make some secret sign or some...
I broke into a violent laugh.
"You idiot," I said. "Why don't you own yourself wrong and have done with it? Why should he have made a secret sign any more than anyone else? You own he said nothing and did nothing worth mentioning. You own that, don't you?"
His face grew grave.
"Well, since you ask me, I must admit that I do. It is possible that the milkman did not betray himself. It is even possible that I was wrong about him."
"Then come along with you," I said, with a certain amicable anger, "and remember that you owe me half a crown."
"As to that, I differ from you," said Rupert coolly. "The milkman's remarks may have been quite innocent. Even the milkman may have been.